Some years ago, I was playing softball back when I was quick and could throw from the outfield to the cutoff without bouncing it four times. Didn't have to hear the crowds giggle as my ball rolled into the infield. I was playing softball before a tournament. A little five-year-old kid comes up behind me, starts taking practice swings at the back of my legs. I am allergic to aluminum colliding with my body at 40 miles an hour. I break out in big red welts. I look down at this little rapscallion and said, hey, knock it off, can it? My friends were there, and they know that I am a trained professional, able to communicate with all children of all ages, professionally, smoothly, articulately. They immediately started. Can it? Knock it off. Oh, Mr. Psycho Man, is that what you learned in grad school? You're good. How much did you pay for that education? Well, this is no rinky-dink shrink we're dealing with here. In my trunk, I always have with me my Psych 605 textbook. Big monster developmental thing that has every known situation in it in the whole world. You never know when you're going to be on the road. You have to do an emergency healing. I always keep one in there. Pull off to the side of the road, kid acting like a brat. I got my book with me. Woo! I can handle this, ma'am. I'm a trained psychologist. So I looked up five-year-olds. Five-year-olds with baseball bats. They give you a big list of things to say. I was taking no chances. I was going to say them all. So I went back to this little kid, and I bent down. Kind of like the veterinarians tell you. Don't tower over a wild animal. Bend down. Let him smell your hand. Put my hand on his shoulder. A little nonverbal communication of acceptance. I gently invaded his space. Not in a threatening manner, of course. I don't like being hit with a ball bat. Little expression of feeling. I'm not comfortable with where your bat is coming from. I can't go with that. But I'll tell you what, son. Put the bat down. And I had my hand on the barrel of his bat, guiding it to the ground. You want your verbal and your nonverbal cues to be in sync. You don't want to send mixed messages. I have a ball. I can play catch with you. I can throw it with you. I put him on an informal contingency contract. Variable ratio schedule, maximum response effectiveness. The child was about to be putty in my hands, situation taken control of by me, the trained professional. The only thing I can figure out is the young upstart did not read my Psych 605 textbook, because after I was done, he took the bat, he flung it at my legs, he said, why don't you just stuff it, butthead? Now, I should have stuck with knock it off. But I learned something. Don't you grade your technique after one try. You can't do that. There's a kid in that chain. There's a kid in that chain. You've entered two elements. Unpredictability and time. Massive amounts of time. When you say discipline's not working, you know what you're really saying? You're saying it's not changing the conduct as quickly as I thought it would or hoped it would. Your discipline works the instant you do it. You taught a lesson. Child, if you do A, I do B. Or if you do A, B happens. Or if you do A, your father won't do B, but I will, that wussy. Or if you do A, I will do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Your father will be oblivious that you even did A. But I am here. Will any of this change the child's conduct? I don't know. Because those are two different variables. One is teaching the lesson. I'll hold you accountable. Here's what happens. The second is, does it make a difference in how fast the child's behavior changes? We all change behavior slowly. We all deal with situations in ways that we think are just perfectly psychologically well. Beautiful. Oh, was I good? Did I handle that or what? I kept my cool, said I was sorry, went to make sure everything would be smoothed over, Nobody could have handled it, taking into account all of the possibilities that I did. And then what happens? It blows up in your face. The person gets even angrier at you. They throw your apology back at your head. They want no part of what you just said. You inflame them even more. Does that mean that you handled the situation poorly? No. You may have handled it beautifully. You may have handled it just as our Lord would have wanted you to handle it. There's another person in that chain. You've entered the element, as I said, of unpredictability and sometimes a lot of time. So what do? We do what is right and good in and of itself, and we do not judge it on the basis of the result. Oh, wait a minute, Ray. Wait a minute. Lots of times you can make the situation a lot worse, and it was the way you handle it. Ah, that is very true. That is very true. That's if you handle it poorly. I'm dealing with when you did your very best to handle it well. You were calm. You were composed. You were reasonable. You were kind. You were compassionate. You were moral. You were brief. As I get older, I love people who are brief a lot more. I think it's becoming one of my favorite characteristics, brief. Taciturn. You handle it well. It still didn't work out. That's because. Every so often, and this happens rarely, in radio, you say something that is so profound, so grabbing, so memorable, that you know that it will change lives around the globe. Now, maybe you don't say it yourself. Hopefully God's prompting you, throws a few words in your mouth. I had one of those. When it came out, I knew that if anybody heard it, there would be profound changes spiritually, behaviorally, socially, emotionally, developmentally, intellectually in their lives. No question. No question. I can't believe that came out of my mouth. But the problem is, I said it to nobody. That's right. Travis, my board operator, with his itchy trigger finger, knows that I don't give what they call an out sign. The poor guy has to try to keep up with me because I never let him know when I'm leaving. I just stop. 99 out of 100 times, he's dead on. He knows how to pick up the subtle inflections in my voice, and he takes me right out. Well, this time, I paused a little too long, and we went to break. Now, that's not so bad. It isn't really. Who got, so what? I'm done talking. Big deal. My wife cuts me off all the time. But I said something so profound it would have changed all of your lives. And he's the only one who... No, I'm not going to say it again, Trav. That's it. You can't recreate spontaneity. That's it. So hopefully...
Please forgive me.
Kind of like Halley's Comet, another 76 years from now, it'll come back around. Oh, he's groveling. He's apologizing. No need to apologize. Hey, I changed my life. I know that. I heard it. I changed my life.